Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We wish Bo congratulations. He announced today that he's going back on the radio in Columbus. Bishop and Laurinaitis, weekdays 10 to noon on The Fan in Columbus.
So, listen, Bo Bishop is my hero. He's now going to be the king of Columbus and the king of Cleveland. He's going to be on Cleveland radio and Columbus radio. How about that?
That's awesome. I mean, it's really amazing. He's getting to do a two-hour show. That's an easy life.
That's a great life right there. But the good news is we don't lose Bo.
Yeah, he's still going to be with us on Fridays, and he's still going to be doing his Saturday shows on our station. So we're excited about that. But he'll be doing now weekdays in Columbus from 10 to noon, where obviously he'd been on for many years before coming to Cleveland. And so we're very excited for him, and we congratulate him on his new show. Bo, congratulations, buddy, on the new gig.
Well, it's a new old gig.
A new old gig.
They can't get rid of me down there.
I mean, and you're going to be, I mean, just working hard, killing it 2 hours a day, man. That's tough.
I know. How you gonna handle that? I'm trying to figure out, like, how I can fill, you know, a two-hour show. I'm worried about it. I think I'm going to need at least three guests a day. You know, I'm going to need some name segments. I'm going to need a whole lot of producer interaction.
Yes.
Look, guys, I mean, this is not easy work. 2 hours a day.
That's right.
You have to work hard here.
Bo, will you be doing Thing or Not a Thing?
Of course I'm going to be doing Thing or Not a Thing. I mean, I've got to do that.
Ugh.
Yeah, we'll take that up there.
Yeah.
Down there, I guess. Yeah, we'll take that down the road.
Surprised you haven't tried to steal his bit.
Which one?
Thing or Not a Thing, the one you just brought up.
It's his bit.
It's a good bit.
It's a good bit. It's his bit.
Yeah, it's a good bit. I mean, it's a nice bit. It allows you to tackle a lot of things. So, we'll take that.
Well, we're really happy for you, so congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And we're glad we're not losing you.
You're not losing me. I'll be around. Yeah,
that's right.
Bo, there may be
a show with you.
There may be days,
like
Bo.
10 days.
There may be days where you do 7 hours on the radio.
I may do 7 hours on the radio.
That's
I'm
right.
going to be on tomorrow. I'm going to do a little kegs and eggs tomorrow. We're going to have cocktails.
So you're filling in for Dustin when?
I think like a week from Monday.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. We haven't done a show in a while, so it'd be good to have you on.
Yeah. So we'll be in a week or so.
All right, good stuff. You know, we've been talking a lot, obviously, early about the Cavs.
Yeah.
And everybody here now, you know, writing off Boston, giving them no shot. I picked the Cavs in six. Dustin picked the Cavs in a sweep. What do you got? What do you got in the series?
I'll split the difference and say Cavs in five.
Gentlemen, sweep.
Boston wins maybe game two. Boston wins game two. Well, because, and then LeBron closes it out in game five in Boston. Is it a 2-2-1-1-1?
Yep.
Yeah. So
you got
game five. Cavs in five. I mean, we got the guys, we've just never seen anything like. I was trying to think about this in terms of, you know, my life as a sports fan, and if I've ever seen anything of this type of sustained level of excellence and dominance of an athlete, and obviously Jordan's the one you come to, I thought of, like, you know, there was a time that I remember thinking, like, Bo Jackson was just untackleable. You know, back in, I'm older than you, Dustin, but Bull would certainly remember,
and
Dustin, you may remember those times too. There's been a few college players through the years when you just said, God, like, there's nothing that guy, like, there's nothing he can't do. And that's where we are with LeBron. I mean, I think it's just stunning to watch him. It's pure joy for me to watch him play on a night-in, night-out basis. And, you know, something changed to me when they won game one against Toronto. It all changed. Like, when that was kind of like just a gimme game. Like, LeBron was content to go down one zip. Okay, fair enough, move it along. And then when they won that game, like, everything kind of changed a little bit. There was a belief, and then he just went for the jugular. And it's been fun to watch, and then it's been fun to see this the move that Ty Lue made in Game 7 to start all the old guys and say, let's roll with these. I mean, that rejuvenated things. I mean, they for a team that has been so floundering all year, to be able to hit all the right buttons at the right time, it's been really fun to watch. And to me, if they win the Eastern Conference, that's a championship. Like, they're not going to beat Golden State, but if they win the East, that's a championship. I mean, that exceeds what I thought that was possible, you know. Although I guess it's sort of a lie. I did think they'd get to the finals anyway because we continue to have LeBron.
Scary Terry Rozier, thing or not a thing?
He's a thing. You know what I was wondering about for them, Fox, was like, does his play, like, is Brad Stevens such a great coach that he can create superstars out of the clear blue sky? Or is that kid real? Like, he's had two now playoff series where he's been one of the best players on the court for two playoff series, right? Like, and if so, if he is that, could the Boston Celtics move Kyrie Irving and put him in some sort of a deal for Kawhi Leonard? And would they be better off that way? I mean, I'm just throwing things out.
I see more than trading Rozier and other things to get a guy like Kawhi Leonard that way, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, it's almost like you need, because the NBA is going to this interchangeable offense. Everybody shoots threes. Everybody switches on defense. I mean, Boston's a problem. I mean, because Gordon Hayward can play point too. You know, and they're having all this success without Kyrie and Gordon, which is just stunning. They're on a 7 or 8 man rotation. It's crazy. And their kids, like Jason Tatum's a star. He's a star.
Yeah.
It's
no
crazy
doubt about
to watch.
It. They're really well balanced. Bo, I wanted your take on Joe Burrow because, you know, obviously he announced this week that he was going to transfer. We don't know where yet. A few different schools being mentioned, but, it leaves them thin in terms of experience, you know, guys that have been in the experience in the program, at least. You know, Tate Martell is now going to be the clear backup, and even though he's really talented, he's a young guy. Are you concerned about the depth at the position, or no?
Well, Martell's going to play because every backup quarterback under Urban plays because his quarterbacks get hit so much. So, there's concern there. Tate Martell had the program by the onions because he could have transferred out of here and still played for 3 years, and they have to continue to keep him happy. So what I think you'll see in the fall at Ohio State is Dwayne Haskins starts, but Tate Martell plays, like in the first quarter. He'll play in and run some series. I think they'll run a lot of the stuff they ran for Tebow at Florida when they had Chris Leak. I think you'll see a lot of that stuff. Their offense will fundamentally change under Haskins because he's not a runner in the way that JT Barrett or Braxton Miller or even Joe Burrow was. He's more of a Cardell Jones type player. He's got a huge arm, monster arm, and they need to take advantage of that. It will require their receivers to actually play to the stars on their recruiting pages. I mean, that's going to be an imperative thing going into next year. And Burrow puts a lot of pressure on Martell to be up to speed pretty quickly. So this is one of those ones, though. I mean, look, I don't get much right, but this is exactly how I had this playing out, was Haskins being the starter, them not naming it until Burrow graduated. Now Burrow's able to transfer. He'll find a home, and Martell and Haskins will go into the fall, and I think Martell will have a very big role in the offense. But as a Buckeye fan, if you're a Buckeye fan out there, I mean, you're going to see the offense you saw with Cardale Jones. I have to assume that that's the way that they'll go about their business, and they'll run those two backs. I mean, they're one of the few teams in the country with two 1,000-yard backs on their team in Weber and Dobkins. So they have the potential to be a really dynamic offense, and I think the best offense they had at Ohio State when Urban's been there was the three games that Cardale Jones quarterbacked them.
Bo, who's going to have a better season, Joe Burrow or the starting quarterback for the Buckeyes? Because Burrow's going to go to a big-time program and start right away, you'd assume. Like,
I'm hearing some weird things about where they'll allow him to transfer to or not.
Really? What are you hearing? What are you hearing, Bo?
Which I'm disappointed in.
Yeah,
if
that's weak.
True. I don't want to add too much credence to it, but I'm hearing that they're being very restrictive into where they're letting him transfer. And if that's
I thought a grad transfer could go wherever he wanted.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I. I thought a grad transfer could go wherever he wants. Yeah. Apparently not. Apparently he still has to be released. So there's been some conflicting reports. I've seen some reports from people I trust on both sides on this too, guys. Like, I've heard some reports that he can only go to LSU or Cincinnati, in which case it could be a struggle for him. But I've heard other reports that he can go anywhere except the Big Ten. I'll tell you what, like, if Joe Burrow goes to UCLA and plays for Chip Kelly, he has a big year.
Oh,
he'll
have
a big year. If Joe Burrow goes to Florida and plays for Dan Mullen, he'll have a big year. If he goes to Nebraska and plays for Scott Frost, he'll have a big year. I think the big misconception about Burrow is that he's not big time because he played in Athens in high school. But he is big time, and he can do everything that you'd want. And I think he's got a shot to be an NFL guy, too, because his arm is a lot bigger than JT's, and he's a big kid. I think there's a lot of potential with him, and I think that's why this was, you know, Ohio State wanted to give him every single opportunity. It's just that Haskins was so great in the limited times we've seen of him at Michigan, and his arm talent is unlike anybody who's played there other than Cardell. So, I think that's why they went with Haskins, just because of the upside, but they love Burrow. I mean, he's got a lot of Alex Smith in him.
We're talking with Bo Bishop. The new job is the old job, back in Columbus doing 10-2 on the Fan. Bo, you know, later in the show, we're gonna talk to Mike Clevenger of the Indians. We're also going to have a conversation about shortening the major league schedule, which after many years I've kind of come around on, and I'd be okay with it. And what do you think? Do you think they should shorten the schedule? There's some good idea. I was reading an interesting article about, like, some possible changes to baseball that I found some interesting, some I didn't like. But what do you think?
This is what I would be fine going to 154, but I think what baseball really needs is just a shorter calendar, not fewer games.
Yeah, agreed.
So I'd be fine with 162, but just play. I mean, in the old days, they played day-night doubleheaders.
Yeah. Well, my suggestion has been to have, like, a dozen doubleheaders a year.
Yeah, I like that.
And for the teams, you know, a team like the Yankees or the Cubs or the, you know, Red Sox that has huge attendance, you could do a day-night. And for a team like the Indians, the attendance isn't as strong, you could do a straight doubleheader. It gives the fans a little bonus.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, like, a lot of the Major League Baseball teams aren't making their big nut from the ticket gate anyway. You know, it's
true.
All television money. And you see some of the attendance in some of these early season games where there looks like there's 8,000 people in the stands. So, you know, to me, I'm for that. I would be for a shorter calendar. The one thing about baseball that is just so important, though, is the statistical analysis. And so going from 162 to 154, you could maybe talk me into that, but I would really rather just stay at 162 and just play a shorter calendar because the stats matter. I mean, it's the only sport where you know the numbers.
Right.
You know, where 5-11 matters and 61 matters. And,
yeah.
You know,
well, they did.
6-game hitting. So all that stuff. You know the numbers.
Yeah.
Bo, I'm looking for someone to shave their head with me if the Browns make the playoffs this year. Will you do it with me?
Here's my problem, Fox. If I shave my head, I don't know if it's going to come back.
Oof.
Yeah, he's trying to get me to shave my head. He's being a pain in the neck, Bo.
Why don't you do it?
Just let it go.
No, I don't want to let it go.
Well, you got to, because I'm not going to do it.
I think you'd be all right with it, Bo. I think it'd be a good
thing. What are you talking about? Your hair?
You.
What, you're younger than me. I mean,
he cares way more about his hair than you care about your hair.
I don't care about. I don't want to shave my head bald. That's it. I'm not
Here's
taking a chance. I'm not
problem.
Stupid.
Like, honestly, the best head of hair in Cleveland is Fox's.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's got going on right now. I mean, the kid's got a movie star look going for him right
now. Well, no, I got a couple.
And a movie star attitude.
Little widow's peak going on.
It's nothing to worry about, that widow's peak. I mean, that is just a flowing mane you have. Man. And as for the Hollywood attitude, he should have it. You guys have the number one show in Cleveland. Walk around with your chest held out, boys. I mean, you're living the dream.
That's
you're the
right.
Kings of Cleveland.
That's right, Bo. You know
it. Hey, I got it. I know. I'm sure we're up against it, but I do have another announcement.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. So, I've been thinking long and hard. Are either of you familiar with Friday Night Lights, the television show?
Sure.
I like the movie better.
All right. Okay. So you're wrong on that, but that's okay. listen, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, for your listeners, this is the unveiling. He will be known by me as Six.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you remember, now you need to be a little bit more excited.
No, I don't.
If you remember
just call him
Friday
Six.
Night Lights.
Yeah.
You remember it was 7-6. Threes.
I didn't really
I
watch the
idea
show,
of
Bo.
Calling people by their number.
Yeah. So you're going to do
Mayfield's
that?
Mayfield's from Texas.
That's pretty cool.
Six is pretty money.
That is pretty cool. I'll give you that.
We just call him Six.
That's it.
We're just going to call him Six.
So you're never going to say the guy's name ever.
No, I'm just going to say Six or QB1.
All right,
that's fair. You know, when I was in first time I'd heard that. So like when I was playing for the Eagles, everyone called McNabb Five. They said, "What's Five doing?"
Right.
It's Five. Just call him Five.
Yeah.
All right, Bo, here we go.
There's legs to that, boys.
Yeah,
there is. I need to know.
I'll tell you, one of those Cleveland t-shirt companies is making a Six shirt
just
right
six.
Now.
Six. That's it. No
six.
No words, no nothing, just the number.
Just Six.
I like it. It is good.
Well, let me get my people on that, because I don't want some other t-shirt company getting a hold of it first.
Do it, and I'll take 10%.
Well, I need my 10%.
Okay, so that's 20. The other people make the 80. They make the big money. You and I just get spending money.
There you go. All right, Bo, give us your drink of the week.
Well, listen, as going back to radio on the full-time basis, you know, this is going to be, there's one that's going to have to be, this is going to be whiskey.
This is a celebratory weekend, Bo.
It's a celebratory weekend. I may even add a pairing of cigar with this, a nice Maduro. I'm going to break into the Pappy Van Winkle this weekend.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
We're going to break into it. So we'll have that. We'll have a cigar and maybe just enjoy ourselves a little bit on a Friday.
You drink that alone or with somebody else?
I always drink alone.
Man, you are a man of mystery.
Bo, congrats, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Always fun.
Congrats,
Look forward
buddy.
To talking to you again soon.
Right. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.